A Hare Krishna community in rural Marshall County that's been around for almost 50 years is trying to reinvent itself and its relationship with area residents. Last weekend, one of the community's biggest festivals of the year took place. Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hundreds of visitors mingled with Hare Krishna devotees at this year's annual Festival of Colors. Pouches of bright pink, purple, blue, or green dust came with a $30 price of admission. Festival goers threw it into the air, and it hung in clouds over the crowds, painting everyone head to toe in vibrant palettes. New Vrindavan's ornate Palace of Gold is an island of Indian culture in remote, rural West Virginia. There are rose gardens, flocks of peacocks, ponds with towering dancing deities. With 30,000 annual visitors, it's one of the largest tourist attractions in the state. Jaya Krishna is the president of the New Vrindavan community.
And my goal is really that we open ourselves and we connect to the neighbors, and we are good neighbors in all perspectives.
That wasn't always the perception. In the early 90s, allegations of murder, fraud, and child abuse ended with several community leaders incarcerated. Many people who lived in the area through the 80s and 90s still cringe at the memory. Most of the then 700 devotees moved away. Today, the community is made up of about 200 people. Some of them have been there from the beginning. Some are from the international Krishna community, and a small group is new. The new president of the community, Jaya Krishna, is originally from Switzerland. The Krishnas recruited him 3 years ago to help revive New Vrindavan.
They have a plan over 7 years to bring us back 6 different phases. Now we are in phase number 4, it's stabilization. I have a complete new crew of leadership, so I am trying to stabilize now the situation and move forward. At the same time, the community needs also a lot of healing, that we can forget the past and really look into the future and actually unlock the potential we have, you know.
Sure. One of his first goals was to move the community toward self-sufficiency, living simply, off the land. That ideal is part of West Virginia's heritage, too. Jaya even found and hired a local farmer, Casey Orr, to help achieve the goal.
The whole idea behind the religion is self-sufficiency. So that's the long-term goal. We're looking at about 5 years to full seasonal self-sufficiency, but it is completely doable with the resources we have.
Orr's involvement furthers another of Jaya's goals, to be more engaged with the surrounding community. Orr works with other local farmers, as well as staff and volunteers from outside New Vrindavan. During the Festival of Colors, Orr was passing out sweet potato fries made from potatoes she grew on the property and carting around flowers from one of her on-site gardens. She found her way to New Vrindavan through garden paths, but not many other area residents have that kind of connection to the community. In nearby Wheeling, the annual Sternwheel Festival was going on at the same time as the Festival of Colors. Area resident Alan Cox says he couldn't feel further away from the Krishna community.
We don't see them around town, so I really don't have an impression on them right now. I drive by the place every day, but don't see them, so they're not really in my thoughts.
Marshall County resident Matt Taylor, who was also at the Wheeling Festival, says he remembers growing up with youth from the community.
I think when they first brought the Krishnas into the public schools, I mean, people were kind of a little, I guess, unnerved about, they didn't know how they were going to react, if they were going to, you know, come in wearing their traditional, you know, outfit. I mean, they came into school, they looked like all of us, and no big deal, you know, friends with them, played football with them.
Taylor says he doesn't harbor any animosity toward the Krishnas, but he admits there's still some tension.
I think the apprehension between, like, the community is just the fact that they're different.
Back up in the hills today, new generations in both communities are getting acquainted.
I'm a high school student from John Marshall.
This is Owen Miner's second year attending the Festival of Colors.
This is a nice festival. Everybody's all happy. Everybody's, kind. It's just music playing and a lot of, like, good energy and stuff.
We are having more and more Westerners, people around us who are coming to visit, you know, from Mountsville, from Wheeling, from Sinclairsville, from Pittsburgh, whatever.
Again, New Vrindavan president, Jaya Krishna.
Who are just interested to come and see what we are doing here. Mm-hmm. What is our goal of life? How do we live? How do we worship the Lord? What is our faith? How do we do that? And mm-hmm. why do we do different things? So it's an interesting place to learn about another culture.
Jayakrishna says in the late 60s, the community at New Vrindavan got a set of instructions from the founder of the Krishna faith. They are to protect cows, strive to be self-sufficient, develop a love of God, become a place of pilgrimage, and a place of spiritual training for all kinds of people. He thinks his community of 200 is walking, mindfully, in the right direction. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in New Vrindavan.